This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Your knowledge, emotional connection to people, that sort of thing. That's what happens here on the DJV show. So we got another hour of that just for you. Thanks to Jennifer Horn being here and Victoria Keelan also at the ready. Kara Schillen with her fingers on the button, or all those buttons, those beautiful yellow buttons, green buttons, red buttons. They're ready. And just she has to do is push one of them and woof, there you go.
Yep, that's my whole job.
She's our sensor.
I just push one button.
Push that button. All right, so Jennifer, push our buttons with something that will get us all thinking.
Well, because Kara is our censor, of course, we have to think about Twitter. And the conversation over the past several days has been whether or not Twitter is censoring conservatives, exactly how they are getting news to people, and whether or not there's a political bias in social media.
I thought
media
that conversation had been going on for longer than that.
It's been going on for longer than that. The reason it's been so prominent over the last several days is because the Twitter CEO, Jack Dorsey, Sheryl Sandberg from Facebook, they were all in Washington, D.C., testifying to how this process works. Well, remember that the day that happened, InfoWars host Alex Jones showed up to the Capitol. I got into a little fisticuffs with Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, and then he kind of trolled Jack Dorsey and Twitter. Well, the next day, Twitter made the announcement that they had permanently banned Alex Jones and his InfoWars show for abusive behavior from the Twitter platform. They said he won't be able to create new accounts on Twitter. He won't be able to take over any existing ones, and they said that they would continue to monitor reports about other accounts potentially associated with Alex Jones or InfoWars, and will, quote, take action if it finds any attempts to circumvent the ban. Twitter said that Jones posted a video on Wednesday that violates the company's policy against abusive behavior. That video showed Alex Jones berating CNN journalist Oliver Darcy for some 10 minutes in between two congressional hearings on social media. Dorsey testified at both hearings but did not appear to witness the confrontation. Now, Jones has about 900,000 followers on Twitter. InfoWars has about 430,000. And this is now Twitter's line in the sand, apparently. And as much as I'm not a fan of Alex Jones, and I am a fan of letting businesses run themselves as they see fit, I hope that Twitter will also look at other platforms that talk about or that engage in abusive behavior on Twitter if they are going to start cracking down in this direction.
Hmm. Can I say something? You know how I love you?
No. No, you can't say anything.
I'm going to.
Anyway. Oh. Well, you shouldn't ask for permission. Cause
I know
say,
I
no,
shouldn't, but saying, I
say,
feel
I'm
like
tell
I need
you anyway.
To. This isn't even a criticism. It's an observation. Just before, by the way, we talk about the number of Americans filing applications for unemployment insurance. There's something about what the right-wing side of whatever political sphere we're in. Why is it that it seems everybody, and this is funny because I'm quirky about stuff like this, anybody on the right who refers to our nation's capital always has to put D.C. Like, we don't know what the hell you're talking about. If you say Washington, but there's always a Washington. Listen to Limbaugh, listen to Hannity, listen to Jennifer, listen to any of the people that are doing shows. Yeah, I am. It's always
because
Washington.
Because Jennifer is to a state that's called Washington.
But who thinks
political,
about Washington
my political
state?
Plans.
I'm making an observation
so many
from my
look.
Perspective that people on the right do it and others don't.
I don't think it's a right-left thing. Washington, D.C., the reason I say Washington, D.C. is because there is a Washington state. And if you notice, I also, when I say a name, will always tell you who that person is. That has nothing to do with my political leanings. It has to do with the fact that I've had it drilled in me by a lot of different radio professionals that most people need you to be very clear about who
really?
The heck you're talking about, because most people are kind of armchair consumers of this kind of stuff.
So I must be.
But Doug, as East Coasters, D.C. is just, we don't say D.C., we just say Washington,
yeah,
because there's nothing
maybe
else near us that's going to be.
Snobs
part of the
on the East Coast, that could be.
No. It's a geographic thing. But if whenever I am talking about the state of Washington, I always say Washington State. It's the only state that I actually say. I don't say Oregon State, I say Washington State. So that's the same thing as Jen saying Washington, D.C. She is next to Washington State, so it's more on her mind probably to separate the two.
I don't know that I'm even referring to Jennifer. I just heard
you
it
are,
just
you
then.
Did that.
Well, but I was thinking of how when I listen to some of these other shows, there's always this focus on Washington, D.C. when you're talking about politics. Who the hell is going to talk about Trump being in Washington State? It's just.
Well, I promise you, this has nothing to do with my political leaning. It's trying to be as descriptive as possible with my words so that people know what I'm talking about.
Got it.
And I would say, as the person in D.C., I never say Washington to refer to the city. Only
yeah,
D.C.
You say D.C.
Probably D.C.
Yeah.
Right. That's something I hadn't thought about that, Kara. But, yeah, a lot of people
I'm
do.
Going into Washington for the weekend.
Yes.
No, I'm just going to D.C.
Or even some people call it district. That's I've heard Richie just refer to it as the district, period. End of story. All right. So there we have. That's all straightened out, Jennifer. Thank you very much.
Do you feel better now, Doug?
I feel much better. And actually, after I looked at the story in today's Wall Street Journal about the unemployment numbers, I actually feel quite good about them, and I'll explain why after this.
There's a time and a place for black and white, like when you're learning to play piano, or when you want a big two-toned cookie, or when shopping for a pet zebra. But if you want to attract customers, there's no room for black and white. So go to Staples. Staples specializes in bold, hard-to-miss color printing. And now at Staples, get 20% back in rewards on color printing, from banners to brochures and copies to presentations. Print more color, save more money at Staples.
In-store only. Ends 11/10/18. Restrictions apply. See store associate or staples.com/20back for details.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I should have done this years ago.
Disclaimer, traveling back in time is physically impossible unless you know how to build a functioning time machine. Then by all means, travel 25 years back in time, switch your car insurance to Geico. You could save a bunch of money. While you're there, please prevent your younger self from wearing that sleeveless tuxedo t-shirt, parachute pants, and glitter high tops to your senior prom. And at long last, rectify this horrible crime against nature. Geico is absolved of all liability if you destroy the fabric of time and space.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
Every year, thousands overpay for a used car. They're left feeling disappointed, ashamed, and alone. Traditional pricing books only add to the confusion, offering only guesstimates and ranges.
Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report. So you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. By all accounts, there is an obesity epidemic in this country. And while a lot of people struggle to lose weight, researchers are working on more effective weight loss therapies.
Those who get the balloon lost three times the weight.
Dr. Baram Abu-Deya is talking about a new treatment for weight loss called intragastric balloon therapy.
It's an outpatient procedure. It takes about 15 to 20 minutes. You come to the endoscopy unit. The balloon is guided through the esophagus and the stomach. Once in the stomach, the balloon is inflated to about 600 mLs of saline.
This helps patients feel full while also slowing down gastric emptying. The balloon stays in place for 6 months, but the therapy also includes 12 months of behavior modification.
You're going to lose the 30, 40, 50 pounds, but then you need to maintain them. And that's where we're going to give you the tools that are needed for you to succeed.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org. I'm Vivian Williams.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
right, meanwhile...
You okay?
Well, it's all of us having that same frog in our throat. He keeps jumping from my throat to your throat, Jennifer, to Victoria's throat. All right. So the Wall Street Journal today is carrying something that I will bet a lot of people will not talk about. It'll be interesting to see how the news media, the snooze media, covers this. The number of Americans filing the application, the numbers came out yesterday for the month of August. And apparently, it's the lowest number, according to the Labor Department. Now, you can say, the Labor Department's controlled by Trump. He's trying to fudge the numbers. So the election will come out differently. Seasonally adjusted, 203,000 people filed for jobless claims. That's the lowest number since 1969. That's a pretty interesting number, huh? 3.9% is the unemployment rate, according to the stats. Now, I am always suspicious of those numbers. The number of filings, I think, is probably pretty legit. 203,000 people across the country, when you consider that we have 324 million people in the workforce, or more maybe now, in that vicinity. That was the last time I remember that number, is earlier in the year. So, only 203,000 are going to the government for unemployment benefits. So, that's a good sign. The 3.9% unemployment, that's the lowest number that's been for ages. But, remember that that number only represents those who are filing. It does not include the people who can't get work and who are beyond the filing time. In other words, you go, 5 months, 6 months? How long can you get benefits if you're on unemployment? Anybody ever go the full distance? I don't know, because I've never been there.
I've never been on it, yeah.
No.
I was on it, I think, for 3 months. Yeah, 3 or 4 months. But I think after 6 months you can reapply.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Reevaluate, then, they reevaluate you, that sort of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, the point here is that I would be very interested to watch, and I'd appreciate it if all of you would do the same thing. Just look around and see if there's anybody else by the Wall Street Journal that is bringing that information to the surface, because I think that it'd be interesting.
I actually think I've already seen that on CNBC.
Have you?
Okay. In like the Money Watch or whatever. Yeah. I think that they have already talked about something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, somebody who's going to be on the unemployment line is the current president and CEO of CBS Television and Radio. Well, radio's gone. They sold that off because Les Moonves. So they sold it off, and now they have their television business, but now his business is apparently trying to protect himself from all of the claims against him by people that go back, 30 years? How long was it, 30 years ago?
It was the 80s, I think, right? Yeah.
Right.
He admitted to a lot of the bad behavior in the 80s, saying... this was kind of my dating playground. He says he never did anything that would have infringed on someone's rights, or he didn't cross any lines, but he said that he did ask people out. I don't know. I think the story that I'm most intrigued by that broke over the last day or two is that he tried to destroy Janet Jackson. Have you guys heard about this?
No, I have not.
So he's apparently a guy who holds grudges, and when somebody crosses him, I guess he doesn't take too kindly to that. Yeah. And a target of his for many years was Janet Jackson, because of that Super Bowl incident that we like to call Nipplegate, where Justin Timberlake sort of ripped down her shirt and showed her nipple for like a half a second. He was so enraged by it that he fixated on the singer, according to reports. He believed that was an intentional bid to stir up controversy, and that Janet Jackson did not apologize to him enough for it. As punishment for this, he barred her from performing at the 2004 Grammys and ordered VH1 and MTV, as well as any other Viacom-owned radio stations at the time, to stop playing her music and her videos, which, according to the Jackson camp, says that impacted the sales of her new album.
Yeah, of course,
and,
yeah.
And he even tried to squash a book deal from her.
Yeah. So he's out. See you later, Les. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
One of the greatest songs in the history of popular music, in my humble opinion. Sometimes my opinions are more humble than others. This is Gladys and Midnight Train to Georgia, produced by Tony Camillo, who is the, was the creative force behind a lot of big records in the 60s and the 70s. He was 90 years old, passed away yesterday, best known for arranging and producing and recording this song with Gladys and the Pips. Got the Grammy in 1974, but he also has been responsible for songs by Stevie Wonder, Freda Payne, The Supremes, Martha Reeves, Dionne Warwick, Fifth Dimension, Grand Funk, George Clinton, The Chambers Brothers, Barry Manifold, The Isley Brothers. You pretty much name anything that was done in Detroit in the 60s and the 70s, and this guy had his fingerprint on it. Holland Dozier Holland, all the songs that they wrote. Band of Gold is the Freda Payne song you're listening to in the background. Oh, my God. Have you got Want Ads by the Honeycomb there? Have you got that? This is the silliest, funniest, most wonderful song. Listen to this for a second if you've never heard it before. You ladies know this song?
I don't think I know this, but I like it.
Yeah, this is just so much fun listening to the lyrics. And crank it up there. Right?
This is great. I love it.
That's a great story. And this is the time when the Funk Brothers also were the background band for all of these hits. And they were very close to Tony Camillo and he to them. So anyway, he got his own, he got a studio that he built for himself in his home. He had his own record label, Venture Records. Tony Orlando, who was producing a project with Barry Manilow. Tony Orlando started as Barry Manilow's producer. And then they got to be friends, the two of them, Barry and Tony. Or Tony and Tony, sorry. So Tony wanted to have Camillo work with him. And so they got together with these women that became Dawn. And they were lifelong friends because of the music that they put together is stuff that's lasted a lifetime, amongst other things. Midnight Train. He also produced Gladys's I Feel a Song. Jay-Z and Kanye West have sampled that. In that song, Why I Love You, came out a few years ago. Anyway, the list of things that this guy did, it was a very exciting time in Motown at the time, and he was one of the real architects of the music that came out of Motown. So, sadly, at the age of 90, he passes away. Tony Camillo. All right, next in the Death Watch here, Dolores O'Riordan's still dead. Remember her from the Cranberries, the lead singer? I've never confused them with the Raspberries, but some people have. What's the name of that group that has all of the fruit name group? The Cranberries, yep.
Oh,
right, so anyway,
oh,
she died in January.
You're
the
fruity.
Coroner's.
Yeah. You're loopy. Coroner's loopy.
Official report has been announced. She died in a bathtub after drinking too much, accidentally drowned. She was in her pajamas.
What is it with these people that do all this crazy stuff and then get in a tub?
I know. I've had
go to bed.
I've had some nights of partying too much, but I've never wanted to take a bath. I don't get it.
Ever. I always just get into my bed and go, yeah. What did I do? And you go to sleep.
And you deal with the shame and remorse the next day, like everyone else.
Like yeah. Other normal people.
Yes. All right, so anyway, she came from Limerick, Ireland, Victoria. That's where the Cranberries were formed. And a lot of great pop music came from her. So now we know how she died and why she died. 28 after the hour.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. New research from Bank of America finds women entrepreneurs are leading the charge in the transition to digital. Driving adoption of mobile devices to process payments and managing transactions at higher rates than men. Sharon Miller, head of small business at Bank of America, discusses findings from the 2018 Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight.
Over the next 5 years, half of all entrepreneurs anticipate a complete transition to digital payments. Women are at the forefront of this shift by using their mobile tools to grow their business. This is one of the key findings that show women entrepreneurs are optimistic about the year ahead.
In the year ahead, 58% of women entrepreneurs expect their revenue to increase, up 14% from 2017. Several key growth indicators such as hiring and economic optimism are also on the rise. For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Have you seen the amusing warning label on a pillow that's making the rounds on social media? It's about a foot and a half long. There's a lot of confusion about pillow tags. Can we remove them or not? However, if you actually make a pillow, they're not only confusing, they're expensive. Carrie Smith was expecting her first child when she developed a unique pillow that made her more comfortable. Other pregnant women loved it too, so she started selling them. Then, she discovered that 15 states have special regulations just for pillows. She said all of the governmental red tape was the toughest part of starting her business. Let's be fair, selling a pillow isn't easy in America. One of the winners in our annual Wacky Warning Labels contest was found on a travel pillow made specifically for children. It's a great product, but it actually came with a warning label saying, "Keep product away from children." With all of these warnings, it's no wonder so many of us have a hard time sleeping at night. Learn more at centerforamericatv.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. After 23 years at CBS, CEO Les Moonves is leaving, effective immediately. His departure comes amid new sexual misconduct charges by six more women reported in The New Yorker. L.A. Times reporter Meg James.
All of these women were in a work setting, and they were sort of stunned by what they described to be very aggressive passes, forcible kissing, and in one case went to the Los Angeles Police Department. She said that Moonves forced her to perform oral sex on him.
Moonves denies the allegations that he calls appalling. An independent investigation is underway and will determine Moonves' final severance payout. CBS says $20 million is being donated to organizations supporting the Me Too movement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Let's apply our goodness and our graciousness to the next half hour of conversation. What's in store? Well, more from Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen and Doug Steffen as Victoria takes the position of prominence with her trending story in this half hour.
Well, Kim Kardashian is in the news. She is, you know, on this crusade to reform prison sentences for nonviolent drug offenders. And she famously was able to get that other woman, Alice, I forget her last name now, she was able to get her sentence commuted by President Trump. Now she said she's on a roll and she couldn't just stop at one. So her new target is a guy named Chris Young. He was 26 years old at the time. He received a life sentence for a string of nonviolent drug charges, and he's now 30. He's done, he's been in for almost 10 years, and Kim Kardashian met with Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner, along with one-time Obama advisor Van Jones and Sean Hopwood, who is a lawyer who served time in prison for bank robbery, and they all had a meeting at the White House, and this is her next big target. She's really using her celebrity for good, and we'll see if it works this time. President Trump was not in this meeting. He was in the last meeting that she had before he commuted that sentence, so we'll see if it works for this one, too. But she says it's time for systemic change, which I agree with her.
Oh, my God,
it's ridiculous. A life sentence at 26 years old for a nonviolent crime?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The prison system or the legal system, the justice, they call it. It isn't justice. It's vengeance and anger.
And this is something, I think, maybe because we're in it in New York, where you are, Victoria, and in Los Angeles, where I am, in these big cities. Because Trump is also, I think, as a New Yorker, he doesn't necessarily share the same view that a lot of conservatives do. He's been very outspoken about prison reform and has tried to make this an issue. I think that's why he's working. It sounds funny to say he's working so well with Kim Kardashian on this, but I think because they're kind of aligned, and it's sort of common sense.
It's time for change.
Well, even the judge, it was a district judge, Kevin Sharp was his name. He was the judge who handed down the life sentence. And since he's left the bench, he's been very publicly opposed to the mandatory minimum sentencing that he was forced to give this guy. So even the judge thinks it's totally ludicrous that, you know, that people are getting a life sentence for nonviolent crime. It just doesn't make any sense. And the amount of money the taxpayers have to pay.
$40,000 a year.
Yeah, to keep him
on
in jail
average,
for the rest of his
whether
life.
Whether it's a local jail, whether it's a state jail, federal prison, $40,000 a year it costs on average to keep somebody penned up. And there are at least 1.2 million people in this country in jail with no reason, no business. There's no justifiable reason for these 1.2 million people to be in jail. It's just, it is asinine. And
well,
how we've rolled
over
for this.
Crime. You can be tough on crime, but still, when it comes to common sense stuff like
let's
this.
Let's be tough on real crime.
Right.
Is there stuff that is affecting people, violence, drug sales, and the rapes and stuff that go on, that kind of stuff, those people shouldn't have a chance, a second chance. In my opinion, those people, one shot and you're done.
But
you
see,
go to
the
jail
problem,
for the
though,
rest of your life.
But see, that's what happened with this guy. And the problem, though, is in so many parts, and this is not something that, you know, thankfully none of us are exposed to this, but there are so many projects in every city across the country where kids are forced to sell drugs or their families are threatened and then they get busted and
nobody's
then they're in jail.
Doug,
they are. Yes, they are. Do some research on this. Believe me, they are.
Sorry.
They're absolutely forced to sell drugs. Young kids, talk to Jay-Z. He has absolutely been very vocal
forced
about that.
Forced at gunpoint. Somebody says,
and their
if
families
I, you know,
are threatened.
These,
absolutely. 100%. 100%.
How do they get exposed to them in the first place? Where are they finding them?
They're 14 years
old. But do they go grab them off the street and say, you have to sell drugs?
There are gangs.
Somebody should put a bullet in the head of the people who do that.
There are gangs who living in these projects, and they troll the areas, and they get these little, sometimes as young as 12 years old, and they force them to sell drugs. I'm going to threaten to kill your mom. I'll kill your grandmother. It's 100%. Every hour of every day, that's what happens. And so some of these kids grow up, they've sell drugs, and then they get a life sentence. And that's part of this systemic problem.
What happens
that
to the guys who have rounded them up? Where are they?
The gang members?
Yep.
Who knows? Who knows what happens to them? Sometimes they get busted, sometimes they don't. More often than not, it's like the new mafia.
So
and
we don't really understand the nature of the problem. We don't understand.
That's
we're not looking deep enough into the... Okay, so that's a good answer. All right, let's get to Bernie Sanders, who has done something that a lot of people have been whispering about, and now Bernie is, as he does do from time to time, puts his, I guess what, you put your bona fides online, put your money where your mouth is, or mouth where your money is, or whatever it is. Bernie Sanders, if you've not heard, has introduced a bill that would tax Amazon, Walmart, Apple, all the big companies, for workers collecting public assistance. Well, aren't they paying that now? Would be my question. This is a bigger tax. It's called the Stop Bad Employers by Zeroing Out Subsidies, or the Stop Bezos Act. after Jeff Bezos, who founded Amazon. The bill levies a tax on large corporations equal to the value of the public benefits their workers receive. Interesting idea. Bernie Sanders argues that if employers paid a living wage, taxpayers would save $150 billion a year on government assistance programs. Something to be said for that, too, says the guy who's...
Isn't this kind of funny that, like, the socialist is the one who wants to end the public assistance portion of this?
Kind of strange.
That kind of struck me as odd, but I like when someone's unpredictable.
Well, but this brings... That's why I like working here. Is that it, Victoria?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. Well, in this circumstance, on the surface, you see it as, oh, Bernie, the commies are at it again. But not so fast with that judgment, because there is something, and I'm one who does not believe in the minimum wage. I think that people need to be better trained. We need to be doing a better job. I mean, this is such this problem is so intrinsic. It's so woven now into the fabric of our society because our educational system sucks and nobody's prepared for anything when they get out of school. They have to keep going to school and it costs money. And, you know, you wonder how insidious, how deep the problem goes. And if you're better educated, better trained, then you warrant or deserve to be paid. Now, the other side of that is, can these companies afford to pay these people more money? Do they require that they have a certain educational level or can do a certain amount of work in a certain way, and then they pay them better for that? It's kind of like the same philosophy I have for police. We need fewer of them. They need to be better paid and better trained. And that could be said for the private sector. So does that automatically make you worth more? And then what happens to the jobs that are just grunt jobs that don't require any intelligence? Why are we going to pay more money for that? But you look at the other end of it, and people who make $15 an hour now, or 12, or I don't know what it is. That's if you work a 40-hour week and you're making $12 an hour, that's $500. Can you live on $500 a week? Not well in most places in this country. Then should they be paying more? What's enough? And who decides what's enough? Is it 800? Is it 900 a week? Is it 1,000? Is it 50,000 a year? What does it take to live and be adequately prepared for life's challenges? And who's going to come up with that number? That's the issue here. I don't have a problem. I mean, the money, and this kind of gets at the core of my heart and soul. I think people like Bezos, who may be a bad actor, but if he was smart enough to start jobs, Bill Gates, all these people, Warren Buffett, to make all this money, if they were smart enough to figure out how to do it, then they ought to be able to keep it, or at least keep a reasonable amount. And then we go back to, what is a reasonable amount? And who the hell is the government to take my money away? Because the government wasn't responsible for me being a success. And in fact, most of the time, the government gets in the way. And these people figure out how to work around government issues. So this is a very dicey area. But it's going to bring around... When I first saw this, I thought, okay, somebody's figuring out that Bezos and Amazon could actually take over literally the economic world. At the rate they're going, taking over businesses, putting businesses out of business, there's a real...
Do you think that should be stopped, or is it...
Well, I don't know. What do you do? It puts everybody out of business? I said a long time ago, Walmart should be stopped, and the people would complain...
Well, Amazon's doing that for you.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I mean, Walmart is definitely still, a viable business, but it's taken a lot of hits because of Amazon's success.
Well, so have so many other... Macy's department store. There's an example of a company that's getting
every
whacked.
Every department store.
Yeah. Yes.
It's not just Macy's. It's everybody.
No.
We're going to really miss out on that touching and feeling, I think, because everything will...
Sooner or later,
on.
I agree with you. Yeah. This is not the way I want to shop. But anyway, is this meritorious? It's something to be considered and to be discussed, I think. So maybe it's not the first or the last time you'll hear a discussion about this. It's 45 past the hour now on the DJV Experience.
This This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
A woman in Philadelphia having an argument with her boyfriend in a restaurant got so angry she threw a soft drink at him. Then, as she was storming away, she slipped on the wet floor and broke her tailbone. Never mind that the floor was wet because of the drink she herself had thrown. She was still so angry she decided to sue. She did not sue the boyfriend because he didn't have any money. She sued the restaurant for having a wet floor. A jury ordered the restaurant to pay her $113,000. Her medical bills were real, of course, but does that make the business owner responsible? Looking through the lens of liberty, if we see any law-abiding citizen being held liable for the bad behavior of another, it ought to make us all angry, and we should do something about it.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, for those of you who are radio fans, you'll be excited to know that Ford is ending all of its advertising on anything other than SUVs and pickups. I thought that was pretty interesting. But the amount of money that is going to be spent on advertising for this coming season, it is I can't even believe it's this kind of money. $8 billion. In total political ad spending this year. Eight, and it's not even a presidential year. And 10 or 12 states are going to grab two-thirds of all of that money for the midterm elections. But can you imagine $8 billion being spent to get jobs that pay $160,000 a year? I just find it amazing, the political amounts. Maryland, $410 million. Massachusetts, $452 million. New York, $638 million. Let's see here. Florida, $563 million. In the millions. Amazing. 10 before the hour.
Heart
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Here in my car, I go sleeping to fall. I can lock up my doors. It's the only way to live in the cars.
It's interesting because we have radio colleagues, many of us who are on the air, we never see or meet. I've never laid eyes on Nick other than the pictures I see of him with his smiling goatee. I don't know if it's a goatee. You got a, is it a full beard now? But it's not. It's a well cropped beard, I think. Is it not?
It is. Yes, it gets a bit bushy now and again. It's a car guy beard.
It's a car guy. All right. Well, that's good because you're the car guy. Nick Miles is here, our auto expert. His website, ourautoexpert.com. I see Ford has recalled about 2 million trucks because of problems with seatbelts and fires and that kind of stuff. How does a company this big making this many trucks fall into this big a hole, Nick?
Yeah, it's funny. I was thinking about this earlier today. Last 2 years, we were really on a roll for recalls. We haven't seen it in the last 6 months or so. And I think recalls still go on. They go on all the time. What ends up happening is a supplier, I'm pretty sure that Ford don't make the seatbelt tensioner in their F-150s that's been having some problems. And so what ends up happening is, you know, over time, people quite as good as we thought it was in testing, and they've had a little smoking and a few problems with them. In fact, 17 incidents of the seatbelt tensioner causing some smoke. And, you know, seatbelts are an important part of your car. We all like to have them. We know they save lives.
Speak for yourself. I don't like them at all. I despise having to put on a seatbelt. Somebody telling me if I want to do something stupid, I should be able to do it without the government telling me you got to wear a seatbelt. And what's most annoying, especially in the cars that I drive, are those GD bells that ring. Dang, 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 dang. When you don't put the seatbelt on. Oy. Okay, yeah, anyway, that's...
Disable those, but I don't know, and that's a whole different story. The thing about seatbelts is a lot of people are really big on them because they like to make sure their kids are safe in the back.
Oh, that's
of the
true.
You know, like,
yeah, that's true. That's so, all right.
And when they smoke, Doug, it's not necessarily a good idea. Like, you know, when your car starts with smoke. But here's the deal. As I was thinking about this today, America, things get changed by litigation. That's how we change things. And so car companies are always afraid of being sued over everything. So if they think they're going to get sued, that's when they'll do a recall. And
right,
I think they're bad enough that we're going to end up in court. So, you know, like, somebody's probably threatening to sue them, and so they're going to fix it. But it's not a huge one, and I'm glad to see that Ford are actually jumping on it early. Only 17 reports of smoke in the cabin, and then they want to make sure it's zero.
Check it out. Yep. All right, so does the same thing hold true for Toyota? Because they've recalled a lot of hybrids worried about vehicle fires there. This is a voluntary recall for Priuses, and I told you the story. Was it last week about going to the auction and all the Priuses for the state of Massachusetts that were just junk after a couple of years? And I wondered what that did for promoting Priuses. You think they're a good vehicle, though, I think, don't you?
Well, listen, the Priuses are, if you're looking for that kind of thing, and I'm with you, I'm in the Doug camp right now. I like my big V8. I like tons of noise. I like to go fast. Prius is definitely not something I want to like. But listen, if you want a small family car that does great fuel economy, 58 miles a gallon, I'm not going to argue. You know, this is part of it being in America. You get to choose what you want to choose.
Yeah.
If you look at the recalls over the country, we are not seeing huge amounts of recalls right now, and that's, I think, because car companies kind of got a little scared a few years ago and started to recall everything because they didn't want to be sued, and I think right now the climate seems to be good.
Yeah. All right, Mercedes, speaking of the climate being good, they've launched an electric SUV. Is the climate right? They must figure that it is for this kind of a thing.
Well, the other thing you have to think about electric cars is we're only one part of the world, right? I know it seems hard to... times, but there are a massive China has such a horrible environment that they're trying to clean it up and do less fuel burning vehicles, and they can have all the electrics. I'm happy for them to do that. So this Mercedes, although it will be sold in the United States eventually, is going to be big in China and big in Europe. So maybe we could do a deal with the rest of the world, and they could have all the electric vehicles, and then we could have all the gas vehicles. But
I remember
that's just how I feel.
Well, you did. I don't know if you drove it or not. I remember a couple of months ago you talked about driving the new Jaguar, the electric car. You said it was amazing. Is this Mercedes just as amazing?
Well, we haven't got to drive it yet. They only took the wraps off it, but it'll be very similar to that I-Pace. And I'll tell you right now, the speed you can go in an electric vehicle, 0 to 60, that is what scares the pants off me, and that's what I love.
Good for you. All right, Nick Miles, check out his website. You want to know about cars, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.